In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Moses commanded the people of Israel to love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. To us, love is often something that we feel. For instance, I love my wife and children very much, and when I think of them, my heart begins to overflow with thankfulness and love. I feel it. Now, when God gives this command, however, when he says to love him with their full measure of everything that they have, that is their hearts, their souls, and all of their might, he immediately tells them how to do it. He says, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." The love that Moses commands is not a feeling towards God, but it is a doing. Jesus says something very similar to us in the Gospel of John when he says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." To love God means to love his word that everything in everything that we have. Tonight, you seven young Christians who have heard the word of God diligently taught to you and placed before your eyes will very soon get an opportunity to confess your love for God and his word in front of all of these brothers and sisters in Christ sitting in the pews behind you. I'm guessing that more than one of you resonated with St. Paul's words about suffering in the epistle reading for tonight as he talked about the suffering he underwent in preaching the word. Now, I will say that you will not be thrown into prison tonight, as St. Paul was. But I know the fear that you're feeling. And I'm guessing that most of the people behind you remember a little bit of the taste of that, too. It is a frightful thing to stand in front of a group of people to confess from memory the chief articles of the Christian faith. But take courage from this. This is a pretty friendly crowd that's in the audience this evening, in the congregation this evening, and they're about to rejoice in the confession that you are about to make. Now, some of you may say that memorizing these things is a bit of a foolish endeavor. Memory work, they'll say, isn't really learning. In fact, why go to all the trouble when you can simply pick up your Bible or your catechism or your hymnal and simply just look these things up? But the fact of the matter is this. St. Paul says in our epistle reading, "Follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you." St. Paul, along with the holy prophet Moses, have commanded Christians from generation to generation to take the Lord's word to heart. To follow the pattern of sound teachers, namely their pastors, the prophets and apostles of both the Old and the New Testaments. They are to take that word and make it a part of who they are. Tonight, you will confess that sound pattern of words that has been handed down by Christian generation for centuries. When you recite the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and the words instituting baptism, the office of the keys, and the Lord's most holy supper. So the only question remains then is this. Why the insistence with committing this sound pattern of words to heart? Well, for this, we turn to one of the other men charged with passing on this pattern of sound words to us. The evangelist St. Luke wrote in our gospel lesson for this evening, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught." So why command this sound pattern of words to heart? It is, as the evangelist St. Luke says, that you may have certainty concerning the things that you have been taught. Yes, loving God's word certainly shows that you love God, but in the end, God wants all of us to be certain of what we have been taught about Him through His Word. And this is certainly a matter of life and death. Certainty in God's Word gives us the certainty of the Christ of Scriptures. And this Christ, dear students and dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is the only Christ who delivers from sin and from death. As Jesus says in the 5th chapter of John's Gospel, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." What you have learned from the Catechism and from the Scripture gives you eternal life, because these things bear witness to the Jesus who died, who rose again for you, that you might have life everlasting in Him. After tonight, your work in my class is done. However, continue in this sound pattern of words. Place these words as frontlets before your eyes and write them on the doorposts of your heart. Talk about them in the morning when you get out of bed, and talk about them one more time before you go to bed at night. For these words of eternal life, bear witness to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.